Have you been to a restaurant lately? Or maybe you've just eaten takeout at home or in your car. According to the National Restaurant Association, drive-through and delivery orders are way up since the pandemic. That's part of what helped the industry recover because people aren't actually sitting in those restaurants as much. Derek Thompson has been looking at the restaurant recovery and our more solitary habits. He's a staff writer at The Atlantic and he joins us via Skype. Welcome back, Derek.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I want to get to what's happening with the recovery, but remind us of what the pandemic did to restaurants.
Just about everything that could go wrong for any industry in America went wrong for restaurants in the year, year and a half after the pandemic started. First, the pandemic destroyed lots of restaurants by making it impossible for people to dine inside. More than 2 million jobs across the industry were lost. And then, as things started to normalize, you might recall the so-called Great Resignation or Great Reshuffling, when there were an extraordinary number of job quits happening. People were leaving lots of restaurant jobs, so it was very difficult for managers to keep staff around. Then inflation happened and prices started rising, so people left restaurants because they thought that the prices were too high. I mean, just an incredible gauntlet from hell.
And now you write, the restaurant recovery is complete. How do you figure that, Derek?
Well, you can look at employment, you can look at sales. 12.3 million people worked in restaurants the month before the pandemic started. Today, as the latest data we have from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, exactly 12.3 million people work in restaurants. So we have a full recovery. Then you look at sales, and in fact, sales are up. $1.1 trillion is what the National Restaurant Association expects food sales, food and beverage sales to hit this year. That would be a record. So by that measure, you could say that business is booming more than ever before.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, many workers in restaurants lost their jobs when the restaurants had to scale right down or even close. Many ended up leaving the industry in that great quit. What's it like for workers today in the restaurant industry?
I think it's difficult for a lot of workers. You know, I think that there's been an increase in rudeness among customers since the pandemic, as the previous guest was talking about. I think we've sort of forgotten what it's like to be around people. I also think, though, that you could say restaurant workers have it better than they had before the pandemic. Tips are up. Pay is up. One of the great things about the Great Resignation or the Great Reshuffling is that we saw wage growth for restaurant workers. So I think that the job is harder than it used to be because staffing in some places is down, especially at full service sit down places. But pay is up, and that's a good thing.
Okay, let's talk about this tendency to do takeout. You write that the restaurants are increasingly more about filling to-go bags than filling chairs. I mean, I have to say, we tend to do more takeout than sit in. Can you talk about that change and how it reflects some cultural shifts?
Like so many trends that were inflected by the pandemic, this is something that happened or was happening before COVID started, and it is continuing to happen after the pandemic has become less of a presence in our lives. But I should say, you know, when most people think of a restaurant, if you say to someone, think of a restaurant, the first thing they do is, you know, they think about a table and chairs and food upon it.
Absolutely.
But the majority of the restaurant business today is takeaway, it is drive-through, and it is moving toward chains as well. So it's particularly difficult for an independent sit-down restaurant to make it today, but it is easier for chains that do takeaway and drive-through to thrive today.
But why, Derek? Because, you know, there really isn't the same level of fear of catching a virus by sitting in a restaurant. Why are we doing more takeout?
And there's a couple reasons. First, because prices are up. You had inflation that was particularly important in the restaurant industry. The restaurant industry is much more labor intensive than almost any other industry you can count. And so as prices go up, you have people, you know, sitting down for more expensive meals less. But I also think that maybe with the rise of remote work and also the decrease in socialization that I've talked about on this show before, you have more people that are just by themselves and on the go. And for that reason, people feel time starved. They're more likely to grab a bag and go rather than sit down with people, sit down among strangers in a restaurant. So I think that some of this is about price, but a lot of it is about changing culture in America. We spend less time around strangers than we used to and more time with ourselves in cars or in our homes.
And just quickly, Derek, you're reporting that the recovery varies by region. Why would restaurants be faring differently depending on where they're located?
Simple answer would be population growth. Population of the U.S. is moving from the Northeast and colder states in the Great Lake region to the South and the West. And if you look at employment growth in the population, in restaurants, I should say, employment growth in restaurants is down throughout most of the Northwest and the Great Lakes region, while it is up in the West and in the South. So really, restaurants open where people move, and people are moving to the South and West.
And is this good news for restaurants, or do they continue to need to do work to continue operating?
I think restaurants have to become more innovative than they used to be. I mean, maybe 10, 20 years ago, a restaurant could just do one thing really, really well. But when I think about my favorite restaurants, like Ellie, which is a restaurant in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood of Washington, D.C., where I live, they're a cafe in the morning. They have takeaway in the afternoon for lunch. They're a sit-down place in the evening. They do everything. And so that, I think, is the future of restaurants. It's doing everything.
Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.